Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Some have accused DHS of not enforcing our nation's laws. This could not be further from the truth. The majority of all migrants encountered at the southwest border throughout this administration have been removed, returned, or expelled. A majority of them.
But what about the ones who evade Border Patrol? These are known as the gotaways.
The border crisis in Eagle Pass and Piedras Negras has worsened in recent weeks because the arrival of thousands of migrants has forced the closure of an international bridge to vehicles.
We are doing everything we can within a broken system to incentivize non-citizens to use lawful pathways, to impose consequences on those who do not, and to reduce irregular migration.
Mexican soldiers supervise migration route as illegals rush U.S. border.
One of the huge caravans that crossed to Eagle Pass in the last days of December, the migrants showed us the GPS they obtained when leaving a shelter to find a distant location on the Rio Grande.
With respect to your question about the December surge, that was certainly an extraordinarily high number of encounters. It coincides with the time when Mexican enforcement was no longer implemented.
Our own military, I mean, you see it all over the internet. Oh, look at it, put the military on the border. I'm going to explain it again. We've been there, we've shot the video, it's all over the news. The U.S. military is down there facilitating and running the open border and cutting down barbed wire that the Texas Guard put up and the state police put up.
Does the Biden White House have any intention to tackle this crisis in any meaningful way in the lead up to the 2024 election?
No, on the contrary, they are suing Ken Paxton, Greg Abbott, and the state of Texas for Texas's attempts to put some buoys in the Rio Grande trying to secure Texas's territorial sovereignty against the Mexican drug cartels and, frankly, Hezbollah and some radical Islamic groups that control large swaths, operationally speaking, of the U.S.-Mexico border. So they're actually, not only are they not trying to mitigate the damage, they're actually throwing fuel right into the fire, trying to make it worse.
So let's just get that straight. Oh, there's liberal groups down there running things. Yeah, you think so? NGOs, non-governmental organizations.
A group from Venezuela showed up on the doorstep here at the Red Cross recently. No one knew they were coming, and they claimed they were given the address here by agents with the Border Patrol.
Immigrant aid agencies were contacted and helped them find a place to live.
We talked to these asylum seekers who just got off the train. Everyone had heard that the United States is giving them a direct pass to cross the border.
What happens now, if you're talking about all these different people that have penetrated, all these different intelligence operatives, sleeper cells that have penetrated our southern border, what are the kind of extortion points, the pressure points that are used from within?
This morning we found out from none other than the New York Post that 1,900 migrants from Floyd Benefield are being transferred to James Madison High School tonight at 5 p.m. for an overnight stay due to inclement weather conditions. We warned about this. Floyd Benefield is susceptible to flooding, storms, winds, etc. It's not an acceptable place to house people. But neither are our public schools. Our schools are not migrant or homeless shelters. They're places of learning for our children, paid for by our taxpayer dollars. Our children, our school community, our families should not have to bear the brunt of a migrant crisis.
Is there nothing they won't cover up? Is there any depth? Is there any low level that they won't stoop to as they go along with all of this?
Joe Biden has done a remarkable job as president of the United States. Many of us in the Democratic Party want to make sure that we aren't helping fund traffickers, that we aren't creating a humanitarian disaster.
I'm saying, you know, I need more people in my district, but just for redistricting purposes.
We have the effects of climate change, poverty, increasing level of authoritarianism, the very many challenges that are at the root cause of the displacement of people around the world.
I mean, is there any crime a Democrat leader, a senator, a House member, a president, an agency head, is there any crime that you won't go along with?
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Wednesday, January 10th, 2024 transmission. And we are now entering the home stretch into the most important election in world history. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. All hell is breaking loose. Militarily, economically, in Congress, the impeachment of Mayorkas has begun. The evil head of DHS that's orchestrated and quarterbacked the implosion at the border, and it turning into a giant magnet for human trafficking, child trafficking, you name it. We are 299 days, 12 hours, 52 minutes, 47 seconds out. Trump came out. We have the clip. I was honest. The country's in great danger of a total crash. That's what even all the mainline publications admit, that the bubble's gotten so big, they never thought it could get this big. And he said, I hope I'm not Herbert Hoover, who basically right when he got into office, the Great Depression happened, and then he got blamed for it. And I've been thinking about that, too. They're planning to do everything they can to prop things up and then hand an imploded economy, if Trump's able to get through all the election fraud, to the populist movement in America. We know the globalists love to use economic warfare. We've got Hunter Biden looking like he's coked out of his brain as usual, showing up at the hearing arrogantly with a bunch of lawyers stomping around where he was going to be held in contempt, and then storming out again. Bunch of gangster thugs out of their minds. Well, they're able to put on a big confidence act, but they are just like a bunch of chickens running around with their heads cut off. And then you add to all of that, Lloyd Austin is still in the hospital. He's been there for weeks. Everything they said was a lie. He had major cancer surgery on his prostate, got a huge infection, almost died, they're now admitting, and he's still in the hospital. And he violated federal law not telling his deputy, who was also on vacation, that he was even in the hospital. And, of course, they didn't tell Congress, they didn't tell the Senate, they didn't tell the White House. And this guy is number two when it comes to the nuclear football. total, complete incompetence. That's what's dangerous about these people is they've got the cruise control on with all these agencies, but there's a runaway train because Lloyd Austin is a puppet. Joe Biden is a puppet. But even the globalist bureaucracy itself, because they never get in trouble because the puppets get in trouble, they feel insulated from scrutiny, from review, from the hot lights of publicity, and that's how they like it. When they start a war, or they ship in fentanyl, or they promote pedophilia, they never get the blame. And the CFR and the WEF and others have talked about the fact that we're discrediting nation states while we use them as weapons to consolidate power and control and then transfer things to our corporate global dictatorship controlled by the central bank digital currencies and the ESG. I remember Bloomberg articles over a decade ago saying technocrats already rule the world and soon people will see that the governments are obsolete and the problem of society will be blamed on governments the next few decades and will transfer power over to the corporate consortium of stakeholder capitalism and it'll be a new golden era. And really, it's a bunch of people that are Ponzi scheme operators like Sam Bankman-Fried and Bernie Madoff, but to the 10th level, who are totally incompetent themselves. They didn't run the Jekyll Island scam 110 years ago, 111 years ago, and get control of our banking system. They didn't actually conquer things like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, who were evil but were competent. One time I was covering Bilderberg Group, and I got a call on my hotel line and said, hey, I'm in the hotel. I don't know who called me. He goes, I know what room David Rockefeller's in. David Rockefeller was like 88 years old at the time. Already had a bunch of heart transplants. And I get this call at 4 a.m. in the morning. So I get up, drink some coffee, and I call. And I didn't think to record it. He goes, hello, this is David Rockefeller. And it was him. And I started having a conversation with him about the New World Order. And he said, listen, Mr. Jones, I've really got to go, but I got some serious things I'm doing. But the point was, 4 a.m., he picked the phone up. Henry Kissinger, people like Richard Nixon, worked 18 hours a day. And that's why they didn't start open wars with Russia or China. Because, yeah, we would, quote, back then beat Russia and China. Because, our government was competent back then. Compared to what they are now, they were super competent. There was still corruption and problems. But everybody keeps lionizing the military. And calling in over the years, saying, man, I wish our military would take care of this. And Trump thought that, too. Since the 50s, really, but accelerating through the 90s and on to today, you don't become even a full bird colonel in most cases unless you've gone to all the globalist meetings and gone to the Harvard schools where they have their accelerated programming and been sent to NATO. Sent to the UN International Court, most of the people that you see in government now have served at the UN, including Jack Smith and most of his deputies are former UN prosecutors. They're globalist. It's the same thing for our military. So these guys aren't just incompetent. They literally have been selected because they hate the guts out of this nation. And General Flynn will tell you that. He kept his head down, came from a well-known, well-to-do, grassroots military history and family, a whole bunch of family in the military, great record. He just did his job. And then when he saw bad stuff going, went public about it, and then you saw how they came after him. But I would say of the top, quote, brass, maybe 3% of them are half decent. I mean, they're the worst people in America. Hell, they ran the poison shots against us. They poisoned our own military. So, yeah, your son, your daughters, your brother, your sister, your dad was in the military. They're great people. And we see the best of people in the military because they're put under stress. And my family, I was brought up to revere the military as the best institution in America. But when your country gets captured, the military always becomes the instrument of your enslavement and your doom. And that's why the Q thing really made me upset, because we're up here exposing all the real globalists, the pedophile rings, their world government plan, going to Bilderberg Group meetings, covering it, getting arrested, getting their documents. And then the world wakes up to it, and people come along and say, oh, but we're all fine, we're all going to win, we're invincible, and all of this. And I knew it was BS. Like, oh, the military's on our side. No, they're not. No, they're not. I mean, I'd say the rank and file and the non-commissioned officers up to sergeant majors and stuff were patriots until recently. But they've even gotten rid of them with the poison shots and the bad leadership. And then you got Lloyd Austin up there. This is really important. Skip the break. You got Lloyd Austin up there, who is a wokest scumbag, just like General Milley. And that's why they brought him in. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff right now is a globalist. So when you hijack a country, you put the bad guys in the military positions of power. So our military is training around the clock publicly to confiscate guns and have civil war. And they've got all the movies and TV shows about being imminent and how wonderful it is when the U.S. military kills.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Engineers. But no, now they've got political science degrees, which means they know how to push leftist globalist ideology. Marxist-Leninist, Saul Alinsky crap. They don't have brains for hypersonic missile speeds or missile test or particle beam test or fielding forces or wargaming enemy positions. They just know how to strut around. Like Hunter didn't think when he went and was going to get contempt of Congress, he just stood up and said, screw all you. This is my testimony. And this time he marches in like he's a boss, and they get in his face, and he jumps up and leaves like a 12-year-old brat punk. Just like his daddy. A pedophile drug addict himself and his drug addict pedophile family. That's the scum that we've let take over our government, and they only want other scum around them. So I'm going to explain to you. The Pentagon is run by child molesters. At the top, you've seen the big scandals where half their computers have child porn on it. All right? Period. They hate you. They hate your family. They hate the border. Oh, we need the military down at the border. Oh, don't you worry, sweetie pie. They're down there getting rid of the whole damn thing right now and catapulting the illegal aliens in and the fresh meat and the 89,000 missing kids in sex slavery. Yeah, there's the admiral who wants to talk about your children and how at age 7 we need to intervene and not let the parents know that we're opening up a dialogue about your children's sexual identity. I'm an admiral. I'm a creepy man in a dress. And I'm an admiral now. So, I tell you that our military's fried and collapsed. And that the flag is no longer the American flag. It is the rainbow flag of surrender to Satan. Because it is. I care about our country. I care about our institutions. I want stability. We don't have stability with a bunch of wokest turds who've been indoctrinated for 4 to 8 years in these New World Order seminaries they call colleges. You know the numbers are out. Most statistics now, college grads have the same IQ as a working class person or lower. They've ruined the institutions. They've fried everything by design. They poisoned America. Just like they poisoned leaders in the past and good presidents and good kings. The frontal assault we'll see, but they physically poisoned us. They've spiritually poisoned us. They've economically poisoned us. We are under attack. We are losing. Now, I don't say that to demoralize you. I'm the type of person that if somebody starts a fight with me and they start whooping my ass, I'm going to admit, man, I gotta open a can of spinach here and get serious. That's when you know it's life and death. I'm not telling you that to demoralize you because let me tell you, running up the white flag to these people, it'll make it 10 times worse. You have to admit how screwed we are. You got to admit we hit bottom. You got to admit we're in a world of hurt. And you got to reconnoiter your mind and get it out of the position of, oh, politics and the news is just something over there for people that don't like playing golf or whatever. I mean, I sit there this morning. I got up really early. And left the house, decided to go to breakfast at like 6 a.m., and I'm sitting there with all these executive-type men, 30 up to like 70, and it was a group of them. They're all sitting there with some company. You can tell they're all making a couple $100,000 a year. They all think they're the elite. It was all white dudes, except for like one Hispanic guy. And all they were talking about was football and kissing each other's ass and giggling and laughing about what vacation they're going on and down at the Baptist church, what they're doing down there. Let me tell you, you're overrun. Your dollar's about to go down. You're about to have burning cities. You're going to have your electricity cut off. But you know what? You didn't do anything. You didn't march or protest. You're just good Christians that watch UT all day. And, you know, you go to church. That's enough. You don't go stop the abortion. You don't go stop the devil worship. Oh, no, that's for weirdos like Alex Jones to do. And so you're going to lose everything you got. In fact, I ate my food as fast as I could and I got out of there. Because where they sat me, I had to sit there and hear like 12 of these guys. And, I mean, I just didn't know they could stack weakness that high. Because here's the problem. They were all clean cut, nicely dressed, talking about work, talking about jobs, talking about making money, and but they don't understand that it was their job to save the country and keep us from getting there. But the Christians and the conservatives and the demonized white people go, okay, I won't be in political involved. I'm white. I'll just go on the business and hide at the country club. I'll just go hide over here and, you know, put my granddaughters in college or my daughters and sons in college. And then you get little wokest turds back. Because you never instilled anything in your children. You let the system brainwash them. I instilled stuff in my children. I've got two that are adult, one that's almost adult, another that's 6 and a half from two wives. And I got one that's woke. Not super woke, but woke, because it's a brainwashing system. And it's the way it is, folks. And they're going to take everything we got, including our souls, if they can imprint children on pedophilia and leftist garbage and race-based politics like a baby duck. When a baby duck hatches out of its shell, the first thing it sees, which is usually its mother, it imprints on and it follows for its first 6 months of life. And mama protects them and takes them places and lets them sit under to keep them warm. Well, what we do is we just let our children hatch out and then we take them to drag queen story time or to public schools or colleges. We let them imprint on these demons. And it's all psychological warfare, imprinting your children on being easy to conquer and destroy. So, Jack Posobiec is coming up. Marjorie Taylor Greene is coming up. Jack's next. I'm just giving you the straight facts here, and I don't think anybody can deny it. I got a lot of news to cover today, too, but just get it straight. Nobody's coming to save us. We got to do it. Period. Please remember, I cannot fund this operation without you. Plus, I bring you products that really work, so you want to order them again. Plus, even, I never even thought it through. I'm just like, what's the best? Because that's what I want. I wouldn't sell you something on the best. We got the new product, Next Level Foundational Energy with the highest quality methylfolate and B-complex. This isn't like caffeine that stimulates you. It goes right into the cells and supercharges them and cleans them out. And it's so strong that I can't even hardly ever take it. All right, it's that powerful. You take other stuff like Turbo Force. It's just be careful with it. We did a limited run. It's going to sell out very, very quickly. Also, something you need is vitamin D3 during the winter. That's why you have viral replication. Almost all viral replication and illness, look it up, is caused by a lack of D3. It's essential. It means without it, you die. Most people that end up getting stuff because they have lack of D3. We have winter sun, 40% off. And look, I don't have new sales. I've been too busy working until 7 or 8 at night. So we've extended free shipping. And we've extended double Patriot points for a couple more days, but it's going to end. And half the products we have already sold out. So, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, X2 is selling out in the next week or less. DNA Force Plus is selling out. In fact, I meant to get a big list of it. I worked on it yesterday, and I forgot to bring the list in here. But you want to go to the site. Plus, it funds our operation. You want to experience these products. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we'll be right back with Jack Posobiec, who's been nailing it, to tell us what's going on.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we could not have a more informed, better guest at this time. You know, you talk about the good guys in our military. Jack Posobiec from Naval Intelligence has proven himself the last 10 years to be on the tip of the spear fighting the globalists and just being dead on. And he came on here a month ago and said they're going to try to put a globalist in Poland. They're going to try to then set up a dictatorship. They've been seizing the media. They've been arresting their political opposition. And they're trying to set up a new Jan 6. So Poland is, again, absolutely in a coup right now. They need this to get Poland behind accelerating a war and taking on Russia themselves. This is the detonator for World War III. Jack Posobiec called this perfectly in the last month, repeatedly on this show, when nobody else did. Jack, tell us what's happening.
Well, Alex, this is unfortunately the worst case scenario that we're seeing unfold. Look, you and I spoke a couple of months ago saying that they were looking for full on war with Russia. And then we added to that and we said they're going to use deployments from Poland, potentially NATO force deployments from Poland, again, the country that's right next to Ukraine, in order to escalate this further, because they know the Ukrainian government, the Ukrainian military is completely faltering and failing. Zelensky's going out. So what are the globalists doing? Well, the globalists have installed their leader, Donald Tusk, who was the head of the EU as the new prime minister of Poland. He didn't win the election. He lost the election last year. But they were able to put together a coalition of moderates and independents and all these fake Soros-type funded candidates and parties and put them together and say he's going to be the coalition prime minister now. So what had happened last night? What happened last night was that a couple of Polish members of parliament, there was a warrant issued for their arrest by the new globalist-controlled court. Those guys went over to the Polish presidential palace. And they said, we are going to go to the palace. We're going to ask for sanctuary here. The Polish president is still a patriot. He's still a nationalist. He's not part of this. And he said, look, I'm going to pardon these guys. I'm issuing a pardon, and let's wait for this to play out in the courts. The globalists said, we don't care. They sent the police in to storm the presidential palace of Warsaw to arrest these two. These guys are anti-communist, anti-globalist. They've been anti-communist for decades, going all the way back to the 1980s. These guys were leaders of the Solidarity movement. But, Alex, what they've done is they've arrested them, dragged them into the police station. You got one of them that's going on hunger strike right now. And now Polish patriots are coming from all over the country. You saw some images from last night outside the police station where they're holding. These guys are members of parliament, by the way. They're democratically elected members of parliament being held, like congressmen here in the United States that were arrested. It'd be like congressmen being arrested in the White House. If you want to understand what they're doing, Alex, is that they're planning now for, and there's, of course, Donald Tusk, he's Angela Merkel's globalist deputy up there. What they're planning next is a huge protest of all of this tomorrow in Warsaw. But this is the warning that I have sent out to the Polish patriots. You must be on the lookout for provocations tomorrow, because they will send the Ray Epps playbook. They will use the same communist playbook that they've been using for years to go into that crowd, to try to incite violence, to try to tell people to go into government facilities, and they will use it to issue a crackdown and mass arrests going door to door to all the patriots in Poland the same way, that they're doing right here in the United States after January 6th. They're running the same exact playbook. They want you to be afraid. They want you to say that you're going to fight a civil war. They want you to get violent, and then that gives them the ability. And Alex, you of all people called this on January 6th, and I post the video once a month almost for the past 3 years of you standing up on that vehicle at January 6th with a bullhorn saying, do not go into the Capitol. Do not give them exactly what they want, because you called it in real time. Nobody wants to give you credit for that. I will give you credit for that, because we have the video. You went up there. You said what they were going to do. And now we've seen the mass arrest of patriots all across this country, the chilling effect that it's had on patriotism and political activism on the right in the United States. Now they're bringing the same exact thing to Poland and any other country that stands up against the globalist LGBT DEI agenda.
Well, that's right. That's why people say, why am I so upset about Poland? Or why am I so upset about places like Ukraine? Or why I'm so worried about Australia? Because the very same globalist WF operatives admit in Canada, you name it, with the deputy prime minister, this is their plan. This isn't just Jack Posobiec that called this months ago telling this is happening now. The president is saying this is a totalitarian takeover. We just put that on screen with political prisoners. The former prime minister, we just showed a speech with the closed captions there, him saying this is a globalist coup. And people that don't live in a two-party system, and ours is the best house in a bad neighborhood, don't know how bad parliamentary systems are, because you can have a Trudeau with 20% of the vote or a Netanyahu with 15%, but they're able to manipulate with these coalitions and stay in power and then thwart the will of the people of Israel or Poland or Canada. How do you have somebody with 20% support being there and then now trying to stage a provocation? And we know the State Department went in, tried to get Bolsonaro's people to be violent. They weren't. But they still took Bolsonaro off the ballot. You've got Germany about to ban the second largest party. The globalists are losing, so they're going pure totalitarian. How do we thread the needle, Jack, and stand nonviolently against this tyranny? But they're trying to put us in a corner.
Look, Alex, and we also have to remember, we're just, what happens Monday? Monday is the opening of the World Economic Forum in Davos. Monday, Klaus Schwab will get up there on that stage surrounded. I call them the Legion of Globalists, where they tried to have me arrested in 2022. When we went up there, we were on the mountaintop, and Savannah Hernandez, the great Savannah Hernandez, came over and filmed the entire thing as they were arresting me with MP5s out, arrested my entire crew, were trying to take all of our footage, all of our camera footage. Look, they know that we are in the animating test for freedom in our world. Will the globalists win? Will they be able to escalate this into a World War III scenario, using Poland to escalate their troops, their forces into Russia? What are they doing? They're cracking down on dissent. If you are someone who says, I don't want World War III, if you're someone who says, I don't want to go to war with a nuclear power, I don't want my children to be sent to the charnel house of eastern Ukraine and Donbass, and I don't want to lose our lives, all right, we don't want to lose our lives and our futures over some pissing contest over in the Middle East or Eurasia, well, they are going to arrest you. They're going to come after you. They are going to crack down on you. And guess what? You're going to get the knock on the door. You're going to get a knock on the door, whether it be the police coming to arrest you, the MP5s in the face like they did. They're showing here with me and my crew. They'll try to financially ruin you the way they've gone after people like yourself, Alex, and so many others. Anyone who stood up to thwart their plans will systematically be targeted, and they'll do this in country after country. Why do I say I care about Poland? Not just because of my Polish heritage, though, yes, of course, I'm a little bit biased.
You said it a month ago. You said they want Poland to get behind the war.
This is the linchpin.
Start over.
Linchpin, and I've been calling this from day one in terms of escalations into Ukraine. What's the next step? The next step is they take out Zelensky, and then they say, oh, this has gone too bad. It's too unstable. Now we need a NATO force to stabilize the region, NATO, a peacekeeping force, a stabilization force, and this will be used, and they will send Polish troops and maybe even Romanian troops and other troops from Eastern Europe, and they say, and then they'll start to say, and here's what they'll say, Alex, they'll say, we're just sending a couple of Americans, advisors, trainers, and now all of a sudden you're in a situation, and we know we've got American special forces out there, right? That came out in the Discord leak last year. We know there's American special forces and really predominantly British special forces, MI6 forces all over, and SAS, the Special Air Service, all over Ukraine right now. But the minute Americans start dying over there, they will say, Americans have been attacked by Russia. NATO has been attacked by Russia. We must respond. This is how it escalates to nuclear war. And they will do this to put a pall over all our elections. And by the way, they're trying to steal our election in the United States even before the election takes place. They're doing voter fraud before the votes are even cast by trying to determine who can and can't be on the ballot. You think this is just happening in the United States? You better think again.
And I interrupted you because this is live and millions are watching it, but I'm going to take a clip of what you say up front. I'm going to put it out on X. It'll probably get 10 million views. It's so important. Recap, because I was backing you up saying you said this a month ago. Explain very slowly the region, the history, and then the red lines that NATO and Biden and...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I said earlier before you came on, we love our military, some of the best people in our culture, the strongest institution. But I was explaining to the listeners that at the top, it's a bunch of different factions that already paralyzed it. Then you've got wokeism that has gotten a lot of the good people out. There was an excellent article breaking all this down. Headline, U.S. Defense Chief's Hospitalization Scandal Reveals Biden Team's Total Incompetence. It shows they're not even interfacing with the military, and then it breaks down by this former top CIA analyst. There's a whole bunch of these guys going public, including one of the top Georgetown political science professors, who's also CIA Professor Gentry, saying that the real danger is no one's running the government now, because when there's not strong leadership at the top, all these factions start infighting and basically robbing and stealing, and that's the last thing you want, while the Pentagon has also put out reports saying, look, we're probably going into a hot war, multi-front, Middle East, Russia, and China. This is the most dangerous point, I think, in human civilization, and I think you agree with me, Jack. So can you speak to that, and how do we get sanity back into place? How do we protect our families? How do we protect civilization?
Look, it's very, very simple. Now, right now, I wish that the House of Representatives We're not focused on these Hunter Biden stunts playing into his political chicanery. He's filming a movie. He's running political stunts all over the place. You need to start impeaching members of the cabinet, and you need to run an actual impeachment of Joe Biden. You must fight fire with fire. The impeachment of Joe Biden and the impeachment of Mayorkas, and clearly the impeachment of Austin, based on all of these things, you can talk about Afghanistan, you can talk for Austin, you can talk about the border. Obviously, with Mayorkas, they've thrown our laws into the shredder, into the meat grinder, the same place they've sent 500,000 people in eastern Ukraine and in Donbass. And then, of course, you use Hunter Biden, the Hunter Biden laptop, as the roadmap to impeachment for Joe Biden. Look, all of this was going on when he was the vice president. All of this was going on, selling the office, selling us all out. That is why we're in this situation. They need to tie it together, because the Hunter Biden scandal is Ukraine. The Hunter Biden scandal is China. It's not about Hunter Biden. It's about the oligarchs that we were being sold out to. Hunter Biden, I don't care about Hunter Biden. You know what? Offer him a deal. Offer him a deal. We'll give you 10 years if you flip. We'll give you 10 years, Hunter Biden, if you flip on your father, on this crooked family that you're in. Tell us all the deals. Tell us what Obama is doing behind the scenes to direct all this. And maybe we'll give you a minimum security prison. We'll see. But of course, the Republicans don't want to think that way, Alex. They don't want to think about mutually assured destruction. They don't want to think about ratcheting up. They want to say, oh, we want to be civil. We want to make deals. We want to make budget deals with Chuck Schumer. We want to go in and play nice with Joe Biden. And that is how you are going to get rolled. That is how we continue to win elections on the right, but we've lost the country because these people do not have a backbone and they don't want to fight back.
Well, that's absolutely right. People that study empires in decline, and with technology it's accelerating, this is how they usually go. But they didn't have nuclear weapons before. So for people that don't live in D.C. and haven't lived in China and haven't been in intelligence operations around the world, there are a lot of great people like you. They're super smart, dedicated. You know, we think of literally the Jane Bond, you know, type, strong, handsome, you know, involved, working hard. That used to be our military. That used to be our intelligence systems predominantly. It wasn't a game. It was a meritocracy. It was, do you really care about the country? Are you smart? Are you tough? Now it literally is, are you a corrupt scumbag? How much have you had to guesstimate of the military and the governmental systems just across the board in general? We know most of it's been penetrated by Soros. Most of the law enforcement federally is controlled at the top. How much of it is penetrated? And of course, there's different factions, and I study them, but can't they pull their head out of their butt and realize that they are endangering the entire planet with this reckless behavior, and that they literally are piloting a runaway train here into the side of a mountain?
Alex, you got to understand, these people behind the scenes, they actually believe this. They actually believe this. And here's what happened. And this all started during the Obama years. And what they used were the war colleges. They used the war college of the Army. They used the war college of the Navy. They went across the services and they said, if you're coming up to rank, so you're an officer, you make it up to that 04, 05 level, you're about to be given. So 06 is when you're given command. Okay. 06 is when you become a colonel or a captain in the Navy. And then on top of that, of course, a general or admiral. And so what they do is, they went to the war colleges, and then anything that anybody wrote in these war colleges, any of the dissertations, that was where they found who was laying off of the politically accepted narrative. And if you weren't on the right narrative, when you're writing your dissertations, when you're putting out your thesis, when you're working on your papers, if you didn't adhere to the entire political agenda that was being pushed by the Obama administration at the time, then your career was off-ramped. You were either given, you were given some job up in Alaska, or you were kicked out. You were basically sent down. You said you're not going to make rank. That's how they've been doing.
That's the bureaucratic coup.
A decade at this point. This was the bureaucratic coup, and they used this to create social engineering within our programs. Then once you had the political cadre in charge of the services, then you could go, you could filter it down to recruitment, you could filter it down to the command level, you could filter it down to the small unit level, your junior officers. Now you're using the rank and file to come up and say, look, oh yeah, we'll send, you know, when there's combat operations, when they got to send somebody to die over in the sandbox, oh, now all of a sudden you're going to see these young, white, Christian, male, Trump-supporting people all be asked to get up and go. Yeah, because we're going to send you off to fight in some globalist regime change war in a country you've never heard of against people that have never threatened your family, don't even have the ability to threaten your family. We're going to send you to die over there. And I've got friends, by the way, that are in harm's way right now in that region. And you want to talk about the fact that we've got carrier strike groups in the Red Sea right now trying to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. They had to run operations just yesterday where they got an anti-ship cruise missiles attacked at that, shot at them. They're getting drone shot at them. And Alex, I got to tell you, if you don't understand the sinking of the Moskva Slava CG cruiser in the Black Sea last year, that's a capital ship of the Russian Black Sea fleet. That's one of the most powerful ships that Russia had. Now, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that Russia's had a fantastic navy over the years, because it hasn't. But the sinking of any capital ship anywhere in the world has not been done in decades. And the fact of the matter is, what it was done by an undersea drone. They call them UUVs. The fact that it could be done in the Black Sea means, guess what? It could be done in the Red Sea as well. Our destroyers, our cruisers, and yes, our aircraft carriers are also now facing the same threat. We don't have the ability in an environment like this. Why do you think they keep throwing the drones up every day? Because they want us busy with the drones while they could, in the sky, while they can send undersea drones at the same time. They're going to overwhelm our defenses, and I totally agree that you are going to see an undersea drone attack on a U.S. capital ship here very soon.
All right, you just read my mind. My next question 2 minutes ago before you went to undersea drones and other things is, what about a Black Sea false flag? They already blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. Could the globalist blow up some of our ships and then say the Russians did it?
Well, we don't currently have ships in the Black Sea, and this is because of the Montreux Declaration that Turkey is upholding right now. You're hearing a lot of the British, particularly the Romanians, actually tried to run through the Bosphorus just a couple of weeks ago off of this. The Montreux Declaration.
That's what I meant. I know the ships are starting to move in there.
Right, they're trying to move in, they're trying to test it, because the Montreux Declaration says that if any two countries of the Black Sea are currently at war, then no third country is able to send vessels in. Well, in this case, guess what? That means NATO. They say that NATO can't get involved because Russia and Ukraine are at war, and Turkey is upholding that because that was, after World War I, that was the agreed-upon treaty. They're trying to get around this, and so I would absolutely look for a provocation, not directly within the Black Sea, but in it's called the Bosphorus, or in the Eastern Mediterranean, that opening, that mouth.
That's what I meant when I said
Black Sea.
Again,
yes, of course. Yeah. What we're talking about is, these are your sea lines of communication. These are your choke points. If you understand the choke points, this is Mahan's theory. This is the British Empire's theory. The entire British Empire was run on this theory that if you control the sea choke points around the world, what did I just say? I said the Suez Canal, all right, the Red Sea, the Strait of Taiwan, the Strait of Malacca, the Black Sea, the Bosphorus Canal. If you are able to control all of the sea choke points, you can control global trade. You can control the world. This is the backbone of globalism when it was set up, not by the Americans, but by the British Empire and the Mahan's theories in the past. That's why you're seeing the testing and the provocations in all those same exact areas today.
Jack, incredible. When you came on right before the new year and did like six shows with us, we probably reached 30 million people. And your expertise is really the best out there. General Flynn's echoing all this. And he's a former head of defense intelligence, former national security advisor. But then I see the rest of the generals and people just running their mouth about a coming civil war with Americans. I don't know if you could do 5-10 more minutes with us. You got to go. I understand you got your own shows, Human Events, and the great work.
I can. Because by the way, that's Admiral Stravitis, the former head of NATO, is saying that NATO ships should just run the Bosphorus. He said you should just go in there. So Stravitis had just said this a couple of days ago. He said you should go do it. The Russians are going to say, now you're breaking the Montreux Treaty. Now the Montreux Declaration, that's an act of war. They would see that as an act of war. So Stravitis, they want to put, and by the way, they're talking about putting him as the replacement for who? Here we go. Lloyd Austin. Do you get it? They're trying to put NATO and globalist control in everywhere. The other one of these, by the way, is the Strait of Hormuz, of course, which is the opening to the Persian Gulf. And so all of these strategic choke points are where you're going to see the provocation.
Stay right there.
Admirals,
we got to go to break.
NATO admirals know this. They want the provocation.
Stay right there, because when I had General Flynn here last week, after the show, he pulled me aside. He said, listen, I know the general. It was the former head general of the U.S. and NATO. And he brought him up and said, they're planning a big war. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.